In life and things happen to your friends and stuff, you realize every day is really, really heavy, you know, and really important. Every gig is very important. And I just love it. There's no work involved because you have to understand the work is driving up 87 and stuff like that, you know. And this is just, I do this all day, all night, and that's the problem. I can keep going. I used to marvel at reading about Springsteen doing 3-hour shows. And then I did a 2.5-hour show one time, you know, I goes, oh, you can do it. As long as you talk enough, you know, and the fans are with you, and there's enough gin, you know, you're good. So anyway, so let me play this song, which is another one that was, we did, darn it, what am I playing? This Perfect World record, which is no longer available on vinyl. We're gonna do some more, but you guys missed out if you didn't buy one. It's a really good sounding vinyl. But it's This Perfect World. And it's a song that I had different lyrics for, like all the songs on the record. Which is like, why don't you use those old lyrics? Like, oh, they're just too weird. So now it's This Perfect World. I'm fine with that. This song is, you know, I wrote the song just because I want to write a sad song and because I want people to like me and stuff, but then the song means a lot to someone. It really means a lot. So I realized, well, they kind of let's all be happy together in a way that we can. Let's all deal. I have a glass goldfish. That's my pet. So everybody get a pet. You know, I talk to my glass goldfish a lot. Thank you very much. I'll see you at the
I went and bought some records. Thank you.